Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Tomboy X, the queer-founded clothing line that's inclusive and sustainable. Underwear, swimwear, and more for all bodies. So you can feel good about protecting the goods. Use the code IHEART to get 20% off your first purchase only at tomboyx.com.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here with another classic episode from our archives. We all do better work when we're less stressed out and better taken care of. And if this applies to humans, does it apply to other animals, like, say, cows? Today's question is, do cows, given more positive interactions, grow better and produce better milk? Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Let me take you to a farm. There, 19 Holstein calves push their noses over waist-high fences around individual pens. They're milling about in a red barn the width of a soccer field. It's dinner time, they're hungry, and they've just spotted their favorite person, a farmer pulling a green wagon loaded with bottles of warm milk. He lifts the bottles and feeds each in turn, coaxing shy calves and hedging strong ones. As their tails whip and bellies full, the farmer rubs their necks and backs, affectionately scratching behind an ear or two. A stereo plays classical music in the background, though its mellow tunes are temporarily eclipsed by the ruckus of the meal. In its place, the farmer offers a soothing monologue that settles over the calves' black and white coats. The farmer, Dean Patterson, tells us, "When you feed a calf a bottle of milk and when you rub him on his neck or on his back, it makes him feel so much better." He'll load the empty bottles back onto his wagon and return them to the milking parlor, which is housed in another barn. There, he'll wash the bottles and leave them prepped for the evening feeding, but will continue to check on the calves throughout the day. Patterson, a 78-year-old fourth-generation farmer, is building relationships with these calves in the same way he's done for a lifetime. At Patterson Family Farms, as at most conventional dairies, calves are separated from their mothers within a day or two of birth, then housed individually and in age-related groups where they rely on people for sustenance and affection. This connection between calf and caretaker has been at the center of a research project by the Institute of Animal Husbandry and Animal Welfare at VetMed Uni Vienna, a university of veterinary medicine in Austria. Stephanie Lerzel and her colleagues studied 104 Holstein Friesian calves at a commercial dairy farm in Germany. From birth to day 14, they stroked the necks of half of the calves for 3 minutes a day and did not pet the other half of the group. By day 90, the calves who had experienced neck rubs weighed more than the control group by a seemingly small but completely significant 3%. This points to the positive influence of gentle human interaction on animal weight gain. Researchers also observed the quality of relationships between calves and caretakers through an avoidance distance test. The test, which measures the distance at which a calf will avoid a person who approaches it head-on, revealed the stroked calves had a lower avoidance distance than the calves in the control group. In short, the calves who had been given special attention early on in their lives were less fearful and more welcoming when approached by people. While these results may seem elementary to people who have worked with animals, studying the emotional impact of humans on animals in commercial production is an emerging field that could have a far-reaching impact on the animals' environments. Previous studies have shown that when heifers gain weight more quickly, they go on to produce more milk. For the calves in the VetMed Uni Vienna study, their 3% weight gain could translate into 50 kilograms, that's 110 pounds, more milk per cow per year, says Lurzel. And in 2001, a pair of psychologists at England's University of Leicester demonstrated that playing soothing music to dairy cows increased their milk production. Strategies like this aren't new to the Paterson Dairy, where classical music is played for cows and calves around the clock, says Deanna Lanier, who earned a bachelor's degree in animal science production management before returning to Paterson Family Farms to work alongside her grandfather, Dean Paterson, and her father and brother. Lanier said, "There are a lot of things you can do to make cows more comfortable and show them you care for them. In turn, they will grow better, produce more milk, and give higher quality milk. The more you care for them, the more you get out of that relationship." Today's episode is based on the article, "Study, Cows Grow Bigger, Give More Milk After Early Positive Human Interaction," on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Lori L. Dove. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Tomboy X, the queer-founded clothing line that's inclusive and sustainable. Underwear, swimwear, and more for all bodies. So you can feel good about protecting the goods. Use the code IHEART to get 20% off your first purchase, only at tomboyx.com.